Hi, everybody. This is Steve Roy, author of the Killer Stand-Up Online Course, and I'm here today with Gid Poole, one of my killer success stories, and I want to ask him some questions and get some information from him that I think you're going to be interested in. Gid, are you there?
I am here, Steve. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. So, Gid, let's give the listeners a little background on how you got started in stand-up comedy, and I think people should know that you didn't start as a youngster in the stand-up comedy game.
No, actually, I was 61 years old. I took a comedy class at a comedy club in Sarasota, and I did not know these things existed, but I got invited to go to a graduation show of the comedy class that one of my friends was in. And at the end of the class, the guy comes out and says, "Hey, we've got another class starting," and I signed up before I left. So
that's fantastic. Okay, and then what happened?
Well, I did what most everybody else did. We did the class show, and it went okay. They were very nice. They laughed, even though I look at my video now, and I was not that funny. But I started saying, I want to try to do this. So I said, okay, I started going to open mics and realized I needed a lot more expertise than I had. I started reading books and looking at articles and talking to other comedians, and I kept hearing the same thing. Well, it's going to take you 10 or 15 years to figure out how to do this. And, of course, I was 61 at the time. Yeah. And 15 and 61 is 76. So let's just do the math here. And a couple of years into it, I actually found your killer stand-up system.
Fantastic. Okay. And so what happened?
Well, I got your system. Fortunately, at that point, it was downloaded off the Internet, which then I promptly lost it and had to go get it again. You were nice enough to give me another copy, but I started going through your system, and I began to see where I was making mistakes. And as I began to see how I was making mistakes and I began to correct those mistakes, I started getting more laughs.
Fantastic. Okay, so what's the bottom line here, Gid? What has happened as a result? And you've got some killer things that have happened to you in a very short period of time, and I think people need to know what that is.
Well, the first thing that started to happen, and on your system, you have the I call it the computer program that helps you quantify how funny you are on stage.
And Comedy Evaluator Pro.
My Comedy Evaluator Pro. I hooked onto that like a mother, like a kid onto a mother in a crowded mall. And I've used that. I still use it today. I video everything I do on stage. But as I begin to look at those numbers that you talk about in the system, and to see where I needed to make changes, then all of a sudden I was not just funny, but I was really funny. And as a result, I have been featured in the Wall Street Journal, and I will be on May 8th on the Today Show.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, so you've been working regularly as a comedian.
Not only am I working regularly as a comedian, but I've gotten to the point now where I actually produce my own shows. I will go into a venue, say a... like I did a church show last weekend, and I did a convention last fall. And as you know, in comedy, being a feature in a comedy club, you're going to starve to death. Even a headliner, it has a hard time making money these days.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I added the corporate comedy secrets module, because if you can work clean. Oh my goodness! The opportunities are much,
absolutely
much
because I will get with,
better.
Without talking about specific numbers, I can make more in one night doing a clean comedy show in a venue like a Elks Club or something, or an American Legion or something like that, than I can make as a month in a month working every weekend at a comedy club.
Wow!
And
okay, well. No, go ahead.
What I was going to say was, and the beauty of it is, if you're going to work these clubs and these clubs like that, you have got to be funnier than just the normal funny comedian, because they're harder rooms to work, because they're not the comedy club crowd that comes in ready to laugh right off the stage. And that's why your system, had I not found that thing, I probably would still be working as a low-level feature trying to get gas money.
No, I hear you. This is fantastic. I am so proud that you've gone so far. Now, here's one of the things that I would like to get from you is you've got some time under your belt. You haven't been just doing this for a minute. You've worked at this for a while. And What advice would you give to comedians knowing what you know now?
The absolute first thing, and you know I'm going to say this, but it's absolute truth, is if you're not if I had not found your system, none of this would have happened. And here's the reason. Because when we talk about the number of laughs per minute, the PAR score, okay, I've got my PAR score up now to where I'm in the 35 to 40% range. And as you well know, once you get above 18 seconds a minute, that's headliner level. I'm knocking out anywhere from 20 to 24, depending upon the crowd, which means when you've got those figures, you don't worry about saying, "Gee, I hope I'm funny." It's right there in the printout.
Right. You don't have to depend on anybody else to know what you did on stage.
Nope. You know, and I say this because I went through this when I first got started. The biggest danger of starting out comedy is usually there's some of your friends in your circle that are also trying it out or starting to it, and you all tell each other how funny you think each other is. And that's like a death trap. There's only one thing that tells you how funny you are, and that's how many laughs you get.
Right. No, I got you. Well, what else could you tell comedians listening to this audio?
Well, the first thing is, it's a job. Even if it's a part-time job, it's a job. And what you've got to do is you've got to sit down every day and do something related to your comedy. It's either writing material, it's either working on your delivery. Like in my case, I will take a bit out of my set and run it through your computer evaluation system so I can see how strong or weak that particular set is. Because even though I get a very high number for my entire length of my set, there are still places that I can improve. And if I can improve the weak spots, then overall I've got a better set. But that's how you got to approach it like a business. I had a guy tell me one day, we were talking, he says, "Well, it's not like rocket science." I said, "No, it is harder. Because if I'm building a rocket, I've got physics that tell me how to do it, you know." And in comedy, it's not that way.
Yeah, and you know, you bring up something that, you know, trying to get feedback from comedians is really like the blind leading the blind. They don't
Absolutely.
Know what they're doing, but they're trying to tell you what you need to do, and they can't even do it. And it's like, well, wait a minute, that sounds like most comedy teachers I know. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. I mean, you got the, like you said, the blind leading the blind, and everybody's telling everybody else how funny they are, when in reality, they're not that funny.
Oh, I'm telling you. Well, I'm going to tell you what, Gid. I am so excited for you, having got your Wall Street Journal write-up and now getting featured on the Today Show. Where do you see you going? Where do you see you going from here, dude?
Well, the reality of it is, and you know, when you first start, I'm 67 now, and I'm like, you know, I've got the old school where you don't really brag on yourself. But here's where I know that it is going. Number one, I'll be getting on cruise ships very shortly as a comedian. Number two, AARP, which is sponsoring the bit that I'm doing on the Today Show, they've already asked if I can come down to their national convention. Now, if I perform at their national convention, then that will open up every state convention out there to me. And just that alone will turn it into just an enormous, enormous career.
Oh, man. Well, you know, we've joked about this on the phone before, about you trying to squeeze it all in before the eulogy, and you're definitely doing that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it really is. It's like, you know, at my funeral, they're going to just do a drum shot, rim shot. That's it, folks. He's done.
Well, the thing that I really appreciate, because I've watched your stand-up comedy, and you don't do the whole old-school Bob Hope, Rodney Dangerfield, hoo-ya, set-up and punchline stuff. I mean, You're just honest with that audience.
Yep, and that's the thing. And if you look out on the comedy scene, like in my case, my niche, and we've talked about this, is the older generation. But here's what's happening: there are 10,000 people a day hitting 65 a day. So my audience, my audience is coming to me. You know, I'm like the Pied Piper of the baby boomers.
And you don't find any disadvantage at all not doing the old school one line, two liner,
no,
ooh-ya stuff?
Not at all. Simply because.
Well, I could say that just from looking at your videos and evaluating the laughter response. I'm like, goodness.
Well, I don't know. There's a clip of me that I sent you like 3 years ago, and I had been using your system maybe 6 months. And
is that the McCurdy's?
That's the McCurdy's one. And that thing rated out off the charts. And it was like when I ran it through your system, I mean, I knew I had done well because the headliner coming up behind me, passed me in the little hallway coming up to the stage as the MC was introducing him. And he looks at me, and I know I've known the guy for a couple of years. He says, I can't follow that. And I looked at him. I said, yes, you can, because you get the big check.
Well, here's the thing, and I'm sorry to drag this interview out. But
no, it's okay.
You've had some comments from other comedians who have been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
Talk about your stuff, and, I mean, share that.
Middle of February, I was working with a gentleman who's been in the business for 20, 25 years. He's been all over TV, all over Comedy Special Central, all over the cruise lines, and we were between shows on Saturday night, and we're sitting there talking to him, and my wife's there, and he says, by the way, how long have you been doing it? And I said, 6 years. He goes, you're kidding me. There is no way. I said, no, 6 years. Of course, my wife then says, yeah, 24/7, you know. But again, see, the set that he had just seen when I ran it through my computer, okay, the par score was like 39.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, baby.
So
which
what
means
he saw.
That's like a 23 seconds
of
laughter?
Yeah. You know, so the point is that he recognized the quality of what I was doing and was astounded that I had done it that quickly, you know. And I said to him, well, if you'd like some help, I've got a system that you can get into.
Yeah, and a lot of those folks aren't, they're not really open to that kind of thing, and that's okay. I mean, an individual's, how they do their comedy stuff is completely up to them. But I'll tell you, man, I am so proud of you, Gid. I'm so excited to see your spot on the Today Show, which gets how many viewers?
4 million.
4 million viewers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kind of thump some of the young punks trying to do this stand-up comedy thing. Tell you, man, I'm just so excited for you.
Well, and I'll tell you, and I don't know if anything will come of this, but the lady from the Today Show was doing it, the executive producer lady that I'm working with. Well, she said, well, do you have any desire to be on the Tonight Show? And I said,
oh, you're joking me.
I told her, I said, you know what? I said, I would love to do the Tonight Show, but the reality of it is that it's so political with they want these young little 28-year-old club comics doing Lindsay Lohan jokes. And she goes to me, not necessarily. So
dynamic has changed, brother.
Well,
that dynamic has changed.
Yeah, and so the whole concept is I'm thinking, okay, she's got – see, here's where I'm thinking she's coming from. If this story airs on the Today Show, all right, they then take me – because Jane Pauley is doing the interview with me. All right, they take me and Jane Pauley to the Tonight Show in order to get more promotion for the Today Show segment like that. They do this every month, so – we'll see.
Right. Well, that's part of the business aspect of this that a lot of comics don't get.
Yeah. So anyway, so it's been fun, and it's getting, as they say where I come from, it's getting funner.
It's getting funner.
That's my Kentucky education coming out. It's getting funner.
No, I'm telling you, I live in Kentucky, and there's a lot of people here flossing the tooth.
Yeah. Yeah, you got in there. It's a two tattoo minimum and a one tooth maximum.
Well, Gid, I'm going to tell you, it's just a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and you got to keep me up to date with what you're doing, dude.
I will do that. And you have a nice day.
All right, thank you very much.